When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I'm willing to bet most people who are already active at this hour of the day, if you're already at your desk or if you're well on your way to work, you've got a routine, like a series of things that happens from the minute your feet hit the floor to getting out of the house, getting in the car, the tea or whatever, to get yourself on your way. And I would say often if one little thing trips that up, the whole thing goes to hell.
It just kind of,
Well, David Sir and Kendra here. I'm here to tell you, it was like a series of things that happened this morning, and I'm trying to put it past me. I'm just trying to, you know, get behind it all so that we can.
You need a reset.
I need a reset is what it is. First of all, I get to the building. Before I get to the building, today's the day I'm bringing in a sound system for Sue's book launch tonight. She's borrowing a sound system, which is like this thing and a speaker
suitcase
and a cord and
an amps
mic stand and
microphones
and all this stuff.
I just want to know how many swear words went through your mind when you were trying to get into the building thinking, this son of a...
I'm just to back up a little bit. There's a whole, like, bringing it up from the basement, putting it in the kitchen near the door so I don't forget it. This is this morning. I brought it up yesterday, but it was by the door at 4:30, and I'm like, I got to get all this stuff in the car. 19 degrees outside, piece by piece. In and out, in the trunk.
I know.
Close the door behind me so I don't get all the cold air in the house. Hold on, I got to make another trip.
Oh my God, I'm dying. Like, this is your nightmare in one day.
I feel terrible.
No, don't, please
like
don't.
Hounding
please
him
don't,
to bring
Sue, for your event. So then I get it to the building, and I don't want to leave all this delicate. Well, I'm giving it to you for the day. You're going to take it to your event tonight, so I got to get it in the building somehow. So I park near the front door. If you guys weren't here yet, but I pulled in.
Oh my God.
I always park on the side.
Oh, did you pull right up to the front?
I pulled right across from the front, next to Kennedy's car, where you usually park, with my trunk facing out, so I could bring all the stuff right to the front door. So I do that. I go trip by trip. I do like three trips to the car to the front door, car to the front door, car to the front door. And then I go to open the front door, and this is the important part. We have a little keypad here, a security thing, and you put your code in, and that unlocks the door. You're at Magic 106.7. I go to put my thing in, and it beeps as you're putting the numbers in, and the last thing you do is you put the little hashtag button. You put your code in and the hashtag, and I don't hear a beep on the hashtag
button. Because it sticks.
It's not working.
Yeah.
It's sticking.
Yeah.
I go, oh, let me try it again.
And how many times did you try it?
Oh, 73. I mean, I'm holding stuff that I don't want to put. It's like when you go to the house your arms are full of groceries and you're trying to fish your keys out of your pocket.
Yeah.
It's exactly like that.
Or you're trying to like kick open the door with your foot. You're like, ugh.
In your hand. I want to know everything that you actually had in your hands when you thought you could just do a quick beep, 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 beep.
It was more
open.
In my arms. I had the long case of the speaker. I had the long thing of the mic stand, the cable cords and power cords in one hand. In the other hand, I've got my water bottle, a coffee cup, and my lunch box. And I'm like pushing the keypad thing with my thumb, the one digit that's able to move. And I just cannot get the door open. I'm like, God.
Were there some expletives?
I'm peering in the glass door,
seeing
hoping somebody's going to walk by and see
nobody.
Me.
Yeah. No one's walking up. Nobody's.
So now what people don't understand, you had to go around back, and around back there's actually like a gate.
Oh, you did?
But it's a drop. Oh. You can't just go to the back door.
No.
You have to get, I got to put everything back in the car.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know you had to drive around back.
No.
I thought somebody eventually
and
got
then
in.
You have to get out of the car because it's a sliding gate.
Wait, you had to go to the drive-thru?
I got to get in the car, drive around the pancake house at the bottom of the hill with a stoplight, go by the Acura dealer all the way to the back.
By the way, you have to go around a city block to get to the back parking lot.
It's like a 4 or 5 minute drive.
Yeah.
With all this crap back in the car.
Oh my God.
I
had to go back in.
Yeah. And then I got to do the same thing. There's a gate. As the gate opens, that one mercifully worked. And then I could get in, but then I got to carry the stuff up 2 flights of stairs, to, whatever.
But
this
here
is
you
all,
are, David.
Yeah. Kind of.
And the moral of the story is, anyone listening, you're probably having a better morning than David.
Yeah,
so put a smile on
exactly.
your face and face
Whatever's
that day.
Whatever's happening to you, it's not as bad as that. Morning Magic at Magic 106.7.